Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program where we talk about the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Always nice to see you.
Oh, it's nice to see you too, Jonathan.
Let's talk about three sparkling wines. And these really are run the gamut in a way. All sorts of interesting possibilities. Let us start with a wine from Moselle in France, and not the River Moselle, but the area in France, Moselle. And this was a non-vintage wine produced by Château de Vaux, which is in Metz, and the blend of this wine was 50% Pinot Gris and 50% Auxerrois. The wine was called Alerion. It was an $18 bottle of wine. It was not like many other sparkling wines that you would drink, and it was delightful.
Yeah, fragrant, really fine bubbles, a little floral. I don't recall having wine from this area before. It's between Alsace and Champagne, but there's a lot of good sparkling wine made in the northeast of France. I mean, the soil is ripe for it, and the good cool weather makes for the great wine.
Between Alsace and Champagne really describes this wine beautifully, because
actually, yes.
That, I think, is exactly what it was.
For $18, I agree. It's just it's very drinkable. It's a great wine.
They don't call it Cremant, but it is clearly Cremant. Oh. Our next one was a non-vintage Blanc de Blanc, which means it's all Chardonnay. This was from Burgundy, where you would expect it to be from. The producer was Thévenet, and this was a $24 bottle of wine. This was a delectable wine. I thought it had great acid. This was a great bottle of wine, especially for the price. If you like Chardonnay, this is a beautiful incarnation of it.
Yeah, it's chewy, chalky, a little bit of milk chocolate at the end. It's a wine with some character. It's just not sort of cool, crispy, sparkling wine. You're really getting into some of the defining characteristics of sparkling wine made with Chardonnay.
And Thévenet was the producer, and you'll just see it as Blanc de Blanc from them. Lastly, we're getting out the big guns.
The real deal.
We have to talk about Champagne, and what a pleasure it was to talk about Champagne, non-vintage, from Guy Larmandier from the Côte de Blanc. This was from a small area called Vertu. It was a Premier Cru Champagne, and with all that, you got to pay some money. It was $56 for a bottle. On the other hand, it was everything that a great small producer Champagne should be. Yeasty, bready, beautiful bubbles, an elegant color. This is Champagne you should not be ashamed to serve to anybody.
Right. And with each of these sparkling wines, we're sort of building on the characteristics we started with. So this one has just pinpoint bubbles and nice chalkiness, bread dough, very elegant, chewy, a character. I mean, you can spend $50 for very popular brand name champagnes and you're not going to get a whole lot of character. It's just going to be nice sparkling wine. This really sets itself apart.
One of the beauties of being a small producer is you don't have to produce massive amounts of wine for demand. So you get to still have quality. In many ways, you get to have the quality that the great brands used to have before they had to produce cases and cases and cases. So three nice examples of sparkling wine from three different areas of France, from Moselle, from Burgundy, and from Champagne. What a nice way to spend a morning. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.